Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, Street Fighter Man, right? Like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he'll brawl you to beat a football game. Tell you what, when they lost that Super Bowl, it wasn't because of him. He was laying the wood out there that day. I'm excited to see him back. All right, so Chris Long on C.J. G.J. We'll get to that in a second. Let's also deal with the reality of Bryce Harper getting hit yesterday. And an issue in baseball where there's just been a lot of errant pitches. And guys are getting drilled. Now, let's not act like two things. Number one, it didn't happen for, you know, years gone by. I mean, it's happened a million times, right? I remember Chase Utley getting knocked out with a pitch. I mean, Lenny Dykstra, you know, his hand gets broken. Dave Hollins used to get hit all the time. But there is a thought that it's happening more and more now with pitchers that are just, you know, firing away and not putting as much into
the control and more into velocity. It's all about how hard you can throw.
Right, so let's listen to Bryce getting hit yesterday. This was very scary in the moment. Rob Thompson after the game said he's, quote, fine. But, you know, this had a sting big time. And if he's not out for the year, they're lucky. And he probably won't be. But, man, oh, man, initially it seemed really scary. Here's what happened.
282 hitter. Oh, and this is in, and it hit him. And it got him on the left elbow. He's bent over in pain right now. And that got him on the other side. And Harper is bent down, bent over at the waist, and clutching his elbow. And now they're coming out to take a look.
All right, let's listen to Whit Merrifield. Because in the moment, obviously, I thought of two things right away. I thought of, like, the Carson and T.O. thing. Like, oh, my God, is this that again? Right? Is he going to miss the playoffs? And then I thought of Whit Merrifield because the prior night, the former Phil, now Brave, had expressed tremendous frustration with the way pitchers in baseball are pitching these days.
He got hit in the head.
He got hit in the head. That's right. Here's Whit Merrifield from Tuesday night.
It's ridiculous. The way where the game's at right now, it's just ridiculous. The way pitchers are throwing now, there's no remorse or the regard for throwing up and in. The guys are throwing as hard as they can, and they don't care where the ball goes. And it's just they can't. You can't hit a guy anymore back. There's no fear that, oh, if I hit this guy, our guy's going to get hit. That's not in the game anymore. Pitchers don't have to hit anymore, so they don't have to stand in the box. And the teams are bringing pitchers up that don't know where the ball's going. They throw 100 miles an hour, so we're like, all right, we'll see if you can get the guys out. Just set up down the middle and throw it as hard as you can. And it's driving me nuts, and I hate where the game's at right now with that.
Interesting stuff from Whit Merrifield.
I think he nailed it.
Yeah. He's not wrong. Yeah. Guy can't throw a strike to save his life.
And you know
he
what's
can throw
100
miles
it?
An hour. Yeah. He can't throw it straight.
The pitch clock. He's talking about the young guys coming up. They're rushed.
Maybe they are.
I mean, I just, you know.
I would need to see stats on whether the numbers have really gone up of hit batsmen. I mean, again, I remember Dave Hollins 1 year got hit like 19 times in a year.
Utley got hit all the time.
Utley got hit. And part of it was those guys were, I'll call it willing.
Leaned in.
They leaned in. Yeah. It's like, you want to hit my bicep? All right, take my bicep. Yeah. I'll take a base. So, you know, I'd have to see over time what the numbers show, but obviously, you know, Bryce yesterday, that was not good. If he dodged a bullet and is not out for a long time, that will be great news. Let's go to the phones.
So real quick. Okay.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
John Ritchie, happy belated birthday. I couldn't get through yesterday. Phone problems. And, you know, great gift. I heard you. It was so, Seltzer killed it with Hendrix all day.
Yeah, John, that was so cool.
For once, you did a pretty good job. It was like a B- on letting the songs play.
I was impressed by that.
I'll take a B-. Yeah, it's above average for me.
Listen, the birds, real quick. I called to talk to Phillies. I total agreement with flip flops, old Elliot. You know, the both sides of the line, John Ritchie, man. I'm not liking. And I can't lay my hat on either side of the ball up front until I
both until sides I see of the line you're not so, liking?
No, not
the
at all,
offensive
John.
Line. Remember all the consternation last year about, oh, Cam Jurgens, how's he going to manage right guard? It's so tough. He's a center. How can he play right guard? Right guard, you get a lot of help. Or left guard, you get a lot of help. You've got you got hands all over the place. An innumerable number of hands to help out. Keep your guy on the right track on you. And hey, if you got a question, you got guys on either side you can ask. You got guys on either side of the line you can ask. Like, there's just not as much to worry about with our offensive
Patrick,
line
than
it feels like you, Patrick, are making it out.
So, Patrick, here's where I'm at on it. I'm not as maybe, I don't want to say alarmist as you sound, but I think the likelihood, if I just had a guess, is that they're not going to be a bad line, and they're probably going to be better than an average line, but if I had a guess, they won't be a top five line anymore. I mean, we've been so used to the Eagles being a top three offensive
Jordan
line.
Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson are incredibly gifted athletes. Like, two of the most talented tackles in all of football.
I thought Mailata would be more developed by this point. Listen, Landon Dickerson's development has been awesome.
Landon Dickerson
has been awesome.
Is an all-pro.
Yeah, he's just got paid a ton of money. He deserves it. Look, Patrick, we'll see in time. It just strikes me like
Cam Jurgens is going to be a revelation as a center.
We'll
remember,
say,
that's
will,
his position.
He's replacing a Hall of Famer.
And the Hall of Famer thinks this guy plays better than he did.
Well, no, we don't know that the Hall of Famer thinks that Cam Jurgens plays better than he
what
did.
What does he say?
We know that the Hall of Famer
said this guy is physically more capable than late in his career.
Anyway.
Cam Jurgens is more capable right now than Kelsey was late in his career.
Patrick, give me what you got on the Phillies.
Nice, again, a beautiful win. I'm concerned with Harper. I'm taking my foot, not that that was on the brake. I'm starting to put it over on the gas pedal, and we need to put the gas on.
Listen, Rob Thompson, though, also might need to put the yield sign up on Bryce. You know, Bryce sounds like he wants to keep playing.
Does.
And, like, I need Rob Thompson to be – you ready for these two words, Matt, Patrick? Or three words. I need Rob Thompson to be a wise leader. All right? This is leadership time here now. I'm not saying I totally doubt Rob Thompson, but this is not players – coach time. This is time for the coach to say to the player,
yep,
you know what, even if you want to play today and if you can play, take 2 or 3 days, dude. I mean, let me put it this way. I don't want to say that for sure, Patrick, because I can't claim I can't climb inside Bryce's body and know exactly what's going on. But if he is as affected physically as I sense he is, then let's get him a little bit more aligned to be right moving forward. That's the way I look at it. Patrick, I need an answer from you here, man.
All right.
A flying vehicle scene.
Man, he took my Abdul-Jabbar answer.
There's better answers, telling you.
No, this won't win, but the scene, and it's a mad world with Jim Backus at the wheel of an airplane, Buddy Hackett and Mickey Rooney taking the wheel while Jim Backus is passed out drunk.
Good old Jim Backus. You got it, Patrick. Appreciate the call. Tonight on a Thursday morning, the day that pro football kicks off its season. Kansas City and Baltimore tonight. The Eagles and the Packers tomorrow night in Brazil. It's quite a time. And look, hopefully Bryce Harper's not that hurt. He got drilled yesterday. It was scary as heck in the moment. Now, he stayed in the game briefly. You know, Rob Thompson said after the game he's fine. Bryce Harper didn't sound too concerned. But, you know, obviously, you know, he's got to be feeling it today. We'll see if he plays in these next couple games. But, all right, so a lot going on here. Your chance to weigh in on all of it. By the way, we want to say, we mentioned this earlier, want to say it again. Today's show, not just our show, but the entire station all day, all the shows here on WIP, dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas. This is Hugh Douglas, our Hugh Douglas, his son, who, of course, I think everyone knows, lost his life last year so tragically. This is the anniversary week of Hugh's son passing away last year. In honor of Hugh's son, we are asking you to consider donating to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. This is an important and great fund that's going to help a lot of people. The fund honors Hugh's legacy by investing in youth scholarships and programs that help youth like Hugh realize their full academic, professional, and human potential. Our Hugh Douglas is totally behind this. We want to support him. We're asking you to also consider supporting him if you're able. With a donation to this website, HughTDouglas.org. The website again, HughTDouglas.org. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Also coming up at 7:30 today, a special guest will be in studio. I would put this under the category of one of those you don't want to miss it things. You know, sometimes a host will be like, you don't want to miss this. And it's like, well,
you're not lying this time.
You really don't care.
This is not drummed up. Yeah, and you're not overshooting when you say this really is kind of important.
You're
going to want to hear.
Kind of a big deal. So 7:30, be tuned. And be tuned 7:24 and 25 and 7:26. And never change the channel. All right, let's go to the phones. But no, seriously, all jokes aside, 7:30, be tuned. You'll like it. All right. Let's talk to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Quite a bit is actually going on. How about that?
Hey, John, happy belated birthday. Welcome to the 50 Club.
Thank you, Gary. Sorry, I feel great.
Good for you, man.
You always look great, John.
Wow, that's very that might be a little too far, but thank you.
Hey, the Harper thing, can we just, like, take his cleats and his uniform and hide them for a couple days?
You know,
sometimes that's what you need to do with some guys.
That's an interesting idea.
They did it to Allen Iverson. Billy King has told us.
Did he really?
They would just take his uniform sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's unbelievable.
Great idea.
What if Rob Thompson just goes in and steals Harper's uniform?
James, they didn't have to do it for practice.
That's true. No. Yeah, you're right.
What was that called, Ree? I think that was called flu-like symptoms. It wasn't the flu. It wasn't a cold.
Yeah, the like's doing a lot of work
it
there.
It was a flu-like symptom.
We've all been there, Joe.
All right, Gary, what do you got on the Birds? Season starts tomorrow night for the Eagles.
Well, first things first, go Birds!
There you go.
Yeah, it's concerning not so much the offensive line. I don't know what people are – I'm not concerned about the offensive line whatsoever. It's the defensive line. And, well, we know Vic Fangio's pass. He does not like the blitz a lot. So these guys are going to have to get home. And that's very concerning when you don't have a true Hassan Reddick, you know?
Look, I hear you, man. And by the way, the Eagles have had a lot of them through the years, and it's part of their big success. I mean, we just talked about Hugh Douglas. He was a big part of it. Trent Call was a big part of it. I mean, obviously, you go back to Reggie, you go back
Jalen
to Clyde.
Carter is a major weapon in terms of getting quarterbacks on the ground, creating fear and havoc. Look, but the edge, the edge. He can go to the edge, but do we have guys who can truly wreak havoc and who teams have to game plan against? We don't know.
Gary, I would say this, other than everyone having their eyes on Jalen Hurts tomorrow because it's like first game since last year and let's see how he's rebounded and him in the new offense. Probably the next player I'm most interested in really zeroing in on tomorrow night is Bryce Huff. Like, what does the guy got? I don't know. I mean, when I watched the Jets in recent years, I wasn't taking stock of Bryce Huff. We'll find out. All right, Gary, give me a great answer. A scene in a movie or a show with a plane or a flying vehicle.
Well, I'm going to go back to the airplane, but I'm going to go back to the scene with the blow-up autopilot.
Yeah, you know. So, like I said, I knew multiple answers from airplane.
There's so many from that movie.
Would be said today. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, coming up in 1 minute, Chris Long on the reemergence of CJGJ as an Eagle. We'll get to that in 1 minute's time.
When you're ready to propose and buy that forever ring, trust is more important than ever. And that's why I want you to go and meet my friends at Benari Jewelers. Engagement ring shopping is harder and riskier than ever. Be careful. You could end up with an inferior quality ring that you paid way too much for. With lab-grown diamonds and the myriad of ring styles out there, it's easy to make a mistake. I'm telling you, trust Benari Jewelers. At Benari, they'll show you the inside secrets of the diamond business and how to avoid costly mistakes. Benari will show you how diamonds are priced and graded on the world market. Benari will teach you why the four C's are just the beginning of what you need to look for in a diamond. All this with a price guarantee that ensures you get the value you deserve, free service for life, and a 110% diamond upgrade guarantee on top of it all. Get the education, guidance, and confidence you need at Benari Jewelers. Two showrooms, Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. I want to get to Chris Long. You know, I think we've covered every aspect of this football season, you know, coming up. But I don't feel like we've put enough emphasis into CJGJ being back. I mean, listen, when they got him back in March and we were hearing rumors like maybe they will, I was shocked. I was stunned. I thought he would never be back. Here's Chris Long on his podcast this week talking about CJGJ and Eagle again.
But this year, they go out and get C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who I'm going to put top of page, because to me, that's the biggest defensive signing that the Eagles have had since C.J. Gardner-Johnson. This guy is a dog. I love him. I was out there at practice. I've never played a down with him, but he's like one of those guys that I'm like, I wish I was in a huddle with him. He's a dog. He's versatile. You know, he can step in and play different positions. He has energy. He adds an edge. And the safeties need to be sound because I just talked about this, juggling responsibilities in his scheme, playing in the box, like not getting too greedy, still being able to bail out and play, you know, deep third or half the field. Like, there's a lot of pre-snap movement. So this is a guy that can also play nickel if guys are struggling. Like, CJ is a very important piece of his defense.
John, it's exciting. I mean, he was a really good Eagle, and it was only 1 year and gone, and he's back. And I don't think we've talked enough about it.
I think that you have a special affinity, like a
What's
secret
that?
Deep down. Like, you complained about CJGJ being gone for an awful long time. And it was this whole conspiracy thing. It was, why did we pay for Fletcher Cox?
It was all that stuff.
CJGJ.
Yeah.
Like, you did have a thing.
Look, here's why I was at on that. I understood after 2022, the Eagles were going to lose quality players on defense. It was totally inevitable because they had so many good players and they had so many players to pay and there's only so much money. It wasn't possible to keep them all. I thought they should have prioritized them. They chose not to. And I think the defense struggled because of it. But they also struggled because they lost, you know, Hargrave, and they lost this guy, and they lost that guy, and they lost T.J. Edwards. Anyway, all right.
I think it's just such a contrast when you compare Reed Blankenship out there.
I totally agree.
On the field, just what he projects, the attitude that you get on a defense when you got Reed Blankenship as a safety who's out there, you know, talking to guys. Now, he's great. He's great. He is a stand-up guy. He's a good leader, but he's just a different kind of leader than what a CJ GJ gives you.
That's right. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this, including the Phils, who are on a roll, by the way. Brewers lost last night. Dodgers lost last night. So here's the standings on that. The Phillies are a half a game behind the Dodgers and now 2.5 games up on the Brewers, which is great. Let's also give you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new Chevrolet Traverse. It has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, do you think Devin White will even play for the Eagles this season? Not playing week one. Nakobe Dean, the starter, looks like moving forward. Does Devin White play for the Birds this regular season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, 215-592-9494 for everything going on. I had mentioned earlier, you know, at this time we would have a special guest today. I'm not sure if guest is even the proper term because I got to tell the Delaware Valley, Jason Kelce is not only like a guest, he is now officially a part of the WIP family. As Mr. Jason Kelce joins the show on a weekly basis, Thursdays at 7:30. Good morning, Jason. Good
morning, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah!
How's it going, pal?
Good to see you guys.
Jason,
I just found out this on button actually functions.
Yeah. It's all part of being a radio pro. You know the deal. How are you, buddy?
Good. Feeling great.
Good.
Bright and early, bushy-tailed, bright-eyed, coffee. Yeah,
you were used to practices and workouts. You know what it's like to get up early.
I like getting it in and getting it over with, to be honest with you. I'm a big early riser. Happy to be here.
Good.
Sure.
Well, we're happy to have you. So for everyone listening, Jason's going to be part of our program every Thursday, 7:30, often in studio. Sometimes, obviously, he's got a lot going on in life. Sometimes not in studio, but to a large extent in studio, fielding your phone calls. So we got an awful lot to cover, including today. John, go ahead there.
Jason, have you ever overdone the coffee thing? I'm asking because I know.
Because of seltzer?
No. I've seen Jimmy do it.
Mine's all natural, buddy.
I've
seen Jimmy overdo the coffee. No, my rookie year, it does take me back. I was in corporate relocation housing in Hayward, California, and there was a sofa, and there was a bed, and there was a coffee maker that had coffee. So I made coffee. I'd never drunk coffee prior to that moment in time. I just drank soda and stuff like that.
I still think it's nasty. Totally nasty.
Yeah, Joe still doesn't drink coffee. Yeah. I started drinking coffee for real in earnest last year when we started doing this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The shift.
So I was new to coffee.
Yeah.
I'm a rookie. I made a pot. Sure. It was riveting. And then I made another pot. And then I like ran out of coffee. I made so much coffee.
Now you're on a roll.
And then I think I was about to die because I mean, it really was. Like, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I think I probably had a panic attack.
Yeah.
Sometimes I felt like I would overdo almost everything. As an athlete, you learn that if you bench press 250 pounds 10 times, it's really good. If you can get that 15 times in the air,
that's even better. Look at Bryce. Yeah. Bryce might be overdoing it if he keeps playing. I mean, maybe it's time to dial back for 2 or 3 days. All right.
There you go. Does that happen to you, Jason?
It does, yes. Actually, this past season. So my caffeine ritual for the season was a pre-workout drink that contained 300 milligrams of caffeine.
That's a lot of caffeine, Joe. Like that's 30, a lot.
It's 2.5 cups, I think, or something like that of coffee. Yep. But I would do that before warm-ups. And then after warm-ups, I would have a trainer mix of 5-Hour Energy, which I think is another 200 milligrams.
Maybe. So that
sounds like
right.
That. Yeah. And then mix that in a water bottle with water. And then I would drink that throughout the first half. And then the second half, they'd make me another one. I'd drink that throughout the second half.
Yeah.
That's strong work right there.
That's a lot of caffeine.
Well, but the trainer, unknowingly, I was sitting on my couch after one of the games this year. My heart is just racing. I'm like, what the heck is going on with me?
Mm. Oh, no.
And I go to the training room the next day and tell him about it. And he was like, well, I mixed two of the 5 hours in each half. So I ended up having like over 1,000 milligrams of caffeine or something.
Oh, that'll
like that.
Do it.
No, that's not good. That's
I
not
didn't
good.
Sleep. All right, 48 hours. So we got buddy. We got like a million things to get to here. So Jason, I want to ask you the same question I've probably asked everybody who's ever joined our show in retirement.
Okay.
The first time we talked to them. Now, your retirement is different, for instance, than Angelo's retirement. You're a lot younger. You're about to go do all this stuff. You're already doing it.
Yeah.
Same question, though, I've asked everyone who's recently retired. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, I'm happy in where I'm at in life. I mean, there's certainly things that I miss. There's, you know, the camaraderie of a football team is something that I don't know that anyone ever gets back after talking to guys. And there is like an anxious feeling, I think, because there's not a game that you're preparing for. And like we'll see how the season goes,
yep.
But like the highs and lows that happen in a season, I think, are very invigorating.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And from, you know, talking to Chris Long and a lot of former guys, in some ways, that makes you feel really alive. So it'll be interesting to see how the season goes.
Yeah.
Right now, things don't feel that different. I mean, for Christ's sake, I'm still lifting at the facilities a lot of the time because I love that, going down there and seeing all the people that I've been with for a long time. So
how much weight have you lost?
I was 271 yesterday.
Wow.
So
very svelte.
My brother and I argued. I ate a smash burger the night before, and he was like, I thought you were trying to lose weight. I was like, you can lose weight and still eat a smash burger. You just
gotta
watch the calories. But anyway,
absolutely. That it calories. That's it.
Yeah. Well, John's down to about 200, and he's still, you know.
I am like 200.
Puts back some burgers.
I was three bills. I've gone up.
You got up to three
when you guys won the Super Bowl. Man. I was up close to three bills. Yeah. I was up to three bills after I retired because I was continuing to eat until it hurt.
Yeah. Right.
So, Jason, I want to get to the team. I mean, there's a game tomorrow night. There's your brother plays in a game with the Chiefs tonight. But just a couple more on you here, because first time we've talked to you since the retirement.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On a magnificent career.
Thank you.
I mean, to say the least, a historic career in Philadelphia sports. You know, an all timer, if you will.
You made me cry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Cried.
This is really. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, you know, but
I don't know what happened. It really was like I wished that I could have ended it as cleanly as you did, and I really admired that or something. But it's like something broke inside.
Yeah, I wish I would have ended it even cleaner than I did. But so I don't know that you're ever happy with that exit. But
jeez,
I think
it was ideal.
Yeah,
where I see it.
There's a lot of emotions and stuff, and you know, a lot of the things in that retirement speech had built up over a long period of time, and it's very cathartic to release it. I get told this all the time, like, you know, toxic masculinity, and like you're so willing to be like open and in front. And I don't really, for me, I wish I could control that more. Like I look at a guy like Andy Reid, and I'm like, man, this guy's just like the stoicism ability to control that emotion is really, really impressive. But the caveat for me is I think my emotion made me a really, really good player and teammate as well. So I don't know. It's something that I wish I could control more. But I do think that people that end up, you know, having that emotion, it can be a strength and a weakness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big deal.
So, Jason, I'm curious, and again, everyone, you can weigh in, and Jason's going to be fielding phone calls here for about the next hour, 215-592-9494. So this show and our station, and your decision to do it, what's the why behind it? Because you can do anything you want at this point. You can do any show in America, basically.
Yeah.
Why this when you can do anything, which, by the way, could include doing nothing? There's a lot of players that retire and do squat-ta, right? And like Richie did, get up to 300 pounds. Why are you doing...
I was doing stuff while I...
Unnecessary shot at our guy Richie there.
I was trying to work also.
The ethos of the show is if you're not ripping the guy, you don't care about the guy.
That's
true. All right, Jason, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a very good argument to be made that I'm probably doing too much. But I think for me... Listen, Philadelphia is my home, and it's been a place that I've enjoyed my career. And it's just such a unique city where, you know, there's a localness to Philadelphia that I think that the fans and people really, really appreciate. And maybe that's everywhere, but it's really apparent in the city. And WIP has been such a staple of this town for a long time, and a lot of people have helped build that. And for me, it's a way to stay connected at a local level. Like, I think, you know, on some ways, I feel like the ESPN, I'm very happy and excited for that job and Monday Night Football, and that's going to be fun in its own right. But it's also, it's a disconnected level where you're on the national side of it. And I think for me, I still want to remain that connection to the city of Philadelphia, and this is one of the best platforms to do so. And
there's no question, I can tell you, I try not to speak on behalf of others, but this is one I feel confident people will appreciate it. There are a lot of athletes, when they're out of here, they were out of here. I mean, they were gone. The Flyers from the 70s, those dudes all still live here. I mean, not all, but most of them live here. Look at someone like Jaws, what he accomplished, what he has done in retirement
for
the last 35 years here in Delaware Valley. And so congrats on all that. I think people will love that you're doing it.
It's so self-aware. I mean, self-aware is the term for it.
All right,
it's very smart.
Let's get to the team. And again, phone calls shortly here, 215-592-9494. So we've spent, you know, months and months, obviously, previewing the season. This Eagles team, .. is what, Jason? As they embark on a new season, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles are what?
I think they're immensely talented. I think that they have talent on both sides of the ball. They've retooled in a lot of the weaknesses that appeared towards the end of last season. Offensively and defensively, and the offense hasn't changed much. I mean, I'm really the big piece that's left, and I think that they're more than ready to make that transition. Defensively, they've fixed a lot of the areas that just were underperforming last year. So I always look at, you know, is the talent there to win games and to be among the top of the NFL? And I do think that the Eagles have that talent level.
How much does it matter? You've gotten all the questions in the world about who calls the mic. How much of a departure is it, you know, comparing this year, 2024, to last year, 2023, the protection?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that go into protection, right? It's the mic points and who's controlling that is a big part of it. What the checks are, you know, what the plan is going into the week, and, you know, how are we going to, it's not just, you know, where's the mic point on blitz zero, right? What are we going to do, and how are we going to adjust if a team's trying to do this? So I think that it's a very nuanced question that I think is going to be answered and different in a lot of ways. I think Jalen Hurts taking more of that control is going to be great for him. I mean, everybody saw his quote earlier this week, and I think he and I have talked about that to great lengths. Like, I think the reality is he's at a point in his career where controlling more and doing more is going to accelerate him in other facets, even when it's not a blitz, right? Because now all of a sudden he's focused on this portion of it. And that answers other things about maybe what covers are playing or where alignments are, where space is going to be available. And it also just asserts his communication. And I think at the quarterback position, it's so critical for that. And I think that in a functioning, healthy system, you know, the quarterback and center should constantly be in communication. Like, I don't know that, you know, there's going to be times where it's important to hear what the center's frame of reference is because he understands it more from the line's perspective. There's going to be times where it's really important and probably more important to know what the quarterback wants, because at the end of the day, the whole point of protection is to facilitate a comfortable and a situation for the quarterback to perform in.
Yeah.
And there's hot answers. You know, and I think, you know, by and large, picking up the blitz is important, but almost more important is everybody being on the same page. And I think that is a big thing that I think the quarterback controlling it is going to give these guys. And I think, listen, they've had a whole off season now.
Sure have.
Like, I think at this point, I'm really not concerned about how these guys are going to execute against the blitz. And maybe that's naive of me because they haven't proven it yet. But I got to think, with a whole offseason of knowing that every team to start the season is going to blitz zero them and going to send the house at them to see if they have answers, that they will have answers, and that Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni and all these guys have been spending countless hours making sure that they're going to be prepared for
this. The unmistakable voice of Jason Kelce here again, regular guest on the program every Thursday from 7:30, starting at 7:30, and being with us here for an hour, fielding phone calls as well. Let's get a lot of calls in. The game is tomorrow night. I mean, we are all looking forward to it. Let's go. Let's go to Chris in Ocean City. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, morning team. And Jason, it is an absolute pleasure to make your acquaintance. And I just first off wanted to ask, is Baloo behaving himself this morning while you're on with us?
Baloo is never behaving. We actually have a puppy right now, so he's gotten better.
How old is this puppy?
So the puppy is 5 months, and she is a terror. Like, I mean, jumps up in the sink. We have a tall dogs, and she can get in the sink. She's taking plates out the sink, grabbing, like, zero fear. I kind of respect it because there's, like, zero fear in this
Sounds
dog.
Sounds like she's an alpha.
Yeah, and I'm trying to assert dominance.
But you're also...
I'm also like, is this... I can't go too hard.
Yeah.
And,
it's a puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also so cute. It's she's also adorable. Like she's being a boss.
Yeah, we need to like assert what the structure and status is. And right now, Kylie and I are heavily losing this battle.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
I'm just so happy that you have the time to enjoy with your family. And just congratulations and heartfelt and just an outstanding 13-year career. And also your recent post-playing success. And so my next question is, which contract were you more excited to sign, WIP or Wonder?
WIP or Wonder? I think, if I'm being completely honest, probably Wonder. Yeah, I think there's a lot more at stake. But I think, listen, I am excited. I'm excited for all this stuff because it just gives an ability to connect with people. And that's the beauty of media and all of these jobs really is to connect with fans, connect with you know, individuals that are excited about the game of football. Like, for a living now, I get to just talk about football,
which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It's a sport I've loved my entire life. And, like, the fact that I'm going to be doing that is kind of still crazy. And I don't take that lightly. So I'm very excited about all these opportunities.
Hey, Chris, what do you got on the Phillies from yesterday?
Oh, just that they're back and football is back, and I'm about to sublimate and explode into ether the way my excitement level is going. And that's honestly what I wanted to talk to Jason about. So, Jason, the prevailing sentiment amongst the Delaware Valley is that this team coming up has a 12-5 floor with Super Bowl aspirations. And I just worry because it's like we're doing it again, like Charlie Brown with the football. And so you touched on a little bit earlier with Jalen's development, with taking on more responsibility, how you're not worried about blitz pickup. Why should the Delaware Valley feel confident in a Super Bowl aspiration team?
All right, Chris, we're going to get that answer. Give me your answer for a scene with a plane.
Oh, sure. So the original Point Break when Keanu jumps out after...
Oh, yeah. What a move that is.
Johnny Utah at his best.
Holy mackerel. All right, so, you know, Jason, we're talking a lot today about the Super Bowl and kind of connecting. Because I said earlier, Philadelphia Eagles and Super Bowl, those words have been said millions of times in the same sentence. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is the year we're going to win a Super Bowl. We might win a Super Bowl. They can win the Super Bowl. All right. They've only done it once. Congrats to you. You were a huge part of making it happen.
Thank you.
What gives you, as he said, the belief that this year could be the second time?
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to get used to like thinking about the Super Bowl before the season's even started. I feel like as a player, you're usually just like worried about week one.
John struggled with that early in our program.
That was the biggest thing. Arriving here in March and having people on the street talk about the Super Bowl, I was floored.
In 03, you're saying back in 03.
Back in 03.
But the team had been in the NFC.
It made no sense whatsoever.
The team had been in the NFC Championship game.
I'd just gotten here to start the offseason program. And everyone was my mind was beginning of off-season program. We hadn't installed even the first day of the first play, and everyone's talking Super Bowl. I was not at that point.
It's hard to wrap your head around because as a player, you're just so ingrained on just taking it a week at a time. And
exactly.
You always kind of think that the Super Bowl is potentially there as a player. Like most of the, I don't know that I've ever been into a season where you're going into it and you're like, we're not going to win the Super Bowl. Like you're going into it, but that's the goal for everybody, essentially. But then before that, you don't think about that. You're thinking about week one. You're thinking about the division.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's the goal.
Now
but
I am in the media, so now I do have to think about it.
Yes.
So, I think that Aaron Rodgers answered this question really well this week, where he said every year it feels like there's about 8 to 10 teams that have the talent to win the Super Bowl. And I think that the Eagles are probably in that category. Like, there are not a lot of weaknesses. I know we've talked about, and I've heard you guys talk about the offensive line and defensive line. There's some question marks.
Yep.
But by and large, this is a very, very talented roster. And then I think after that, you look at what are the other pieces? What are the coaching pieces? Well, there's two coordinators that have called plays on offense and defense at a very, very high level in this league. Vic having done it for a long time, and Kellen, even though a shorter period of time, I think there's a lot of proof that he is a very capable play caller in terms of putting people in good situations and having that rhythm that happens within the game. And I think Nick Sirianni has proven that he can lead, and he's already taken us to a Super Bowl. So I just think that there's a lot of pieces that tend to make me think they're going to be a very good football team. Are there question marks? There's always question marks during the season. Like, I don't, you know, health is a major one. Like, even on, you know, there's always the threat of injuries and how that derails certain position groups. I do think we're probably thin in some areas, and injuries could hurt significantly. But I think with where we're at today, I feel very confident that we're among the best in the NFL, and I feel confident saying that.
So let's talk about Saquon. Because when we talk about the Super Bowl and this talent, he's a big part. I mean, John, you were so excited, and we all were. Now, I wondered, is it too much money? You know, it's stepping out of the Eagles' comfort zone with how they pay a running back. But obviously, he's clearly the most talented running back the Eagles have had since LeSean McCoy. He may be more talented. Depends on how much he's got now entering year 7. He's the highest drafted player the Eagles have ever had at running back. I mean, they've never had a number one pick at running back. He was the second overall pick in a draft. So I want to talk about Roy Halladay for a second, Jason. When Halladay got here to pitch for the Phillies in 2010, not only were they getting a phenomenal pitcher, they were getting a phenomenally motivated athlete who, because he had played for the Toronto Blue Jays with the Yankees and Red Sox in that division, had almost no shot, despite anything he could do, to get his team realistically to the playoffs in the World Series because he just didn't have enough good players around him. Saquon, it's kind of similar. He didn't dominate with the Giants the way Halladay dominated with the Blue Jays, but he did a lot, and it was a tough spot because he didn't have much around him. Do you sense that extra motivation factor for him to freaking put it all out there and go get this done?
Yeah, I mean, I just talked about, like, you know, there's not many seasons, if any, that I went into not expecting to win the Super Bowl. I think that might be different for the Giants with the way they've gone the past decade. But I think, he was not in a very conducive situation for the vast majority of his career, probably all of it in New York. They have struggled at the offensive line position, and the draft picks have not panned out, and they've had coaching changes and things, and, you know, who knows where that goes this year. But I think in talking to Saquon, you can tell he's excited about this opportunity. It's the best offensive line he's ever been behind. There's a quarterback that's a dual threat quarterback, which opens up things for the running back, because that's another thing that defenses have to worry about. I think that he is really excited. I think he's excited about Philadelphia. I think he loved his time in New York, and he has made it clear and tried to make it clear how much he appreciates those fans.
He's been very respectful to them.
Yes.
He really has.
And I think he's...
Which I actually admire.
Yeah.
Like, even though we wouldn't normally want to hear an Eagle talk positively about New York and the Giants.
Sure.
Like, I think more of him that... Look, he's going to try to stick it to them on the field.
No question.
But I appreciate, as a guy, that he has said the right things, because that tells me... There's a lot of honor in the guy.
No doubt. You can tell he understands where the fans are coming from and how much they've invested into the teams. And I think that he's excited, though, to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I think he is. I think that's just the reality of it. He knows this is a very conducive situation to have a great year. And, I think we'll see how many tush pushes take away touchdowns from him. We'll see where he's at. But I think the yards are going to be there. I think he's a dynamic player. He can be out of the backfield, in the backfield, under center, shotgun. Like, there's not a limiting factor with him. With a lot of running backs, it's like, okay, well, this guy's more of like a shotgun running back. This guy's an under center, outside zone guy. This guy's a dive solid guy. Like, certain running backs are just pigeonholed into like being really strong in very specific areas. This guy can do anything. And you match that with the offensive line that Jeff Stoutland builds, which is athletic and big, and they can kind of do anything. Really, Kellen Moore and the entire offense has a situation where they can really run any plays they want to, which is what I would want as a play caller.
Well, let's talk about Cam Jurgens. This subtle – you got to help pick Cam Jurgens out.
Yeah,
you got to watch tape on him and say, hey, you know, like, wow, this guy reminds me of me. I mean, I don't know exactly how that all went down, but clearly you saw something of yourself in him.
Yep.
And now you've had a chance to. Can you talk about the difference that must make? Like, you did not have Jason Kelce in the wings, like, talking you through your first couple years in the NFL.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce walked Cam Jurgens through the first couple years of his career in the NFL.
Yeah.
That is an unbelievable aid to his development that no one in the history of football has really ever had before.
Yeah.
I mean, how much has that helped him?
Yeah, you kind of think of, like, not that I'm Mike Webster, but Mike Webster had that a little bit with, like, Dermonti Dawson and the Steelers, and, like, I think I hopefully it's helped him a lot. And I think that our games are very similar. I think he is better in terms of power and strength, especially than where I was at the end of my career. I think that he's very athletic. You're going to see some incredibly dominating second level blocks. And that's
incredibly athletic.
Yeah. And this is what I think.
Compared to you? I mean, arguably the most athletic center to ever play in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he's just as athletic as me. I think there's... He is one of the most dominating second-level blockers, and that was all over the tape in college. That was all, and really, whenever he's been put in that situation in the NFL so far, it's all over the tape. And there's a combination That's of awesome. Athleticism, but also spatial awareness and the ability to operate and make a second-level block in space. It's more than just being fast, and I think that he has that. He has that understanding as like an athlete. Yeah. From a coordination standpoint. And I think that he's going to excel at the second level. He's going to excel in line. He's going to excel in all of these areas, and he's going to continue to build the knowledge up over the course of the year. And I look forward to communicating with him and helping any way I can still. You know, Jeff Stoutland's there. He knows how to use a center like him. So I really think Cam is going to have a fantastic season.
And how good is he at the conceptualizing? I never understood how a center could sit up there in a three-point stance with the ball between his legs and know what all 11 guys on the defense were doing. I couldn't see. I'm standing behind you, and I can't see what everyone's doing. You know the techniques of everyone in front of you. You know the coverage. You know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Like, how difficult is all that? How developed is Cam at that stuff?
Well, you know, we'll see. I think that the reality is he hasn't played a lot of center in games, but I think that we got to operate next to each other all of last year. So he's familiar with that communication, and he's been with us for 2 years now. So he's heard in the meeting rooms, and I've talked to him personally about, you know, different keys and tips and things like that. But, you know, defense is all connected. And once you realize what all of their jobs are, it really helps you identify what's about to happen. And some weeks it's harder than others. Obviously, at the end of last year, we faced two coordinators who make it very difficult and are very good at disguising, and, you know, Wink Martindale and Todd Bowles. But for the most part, you know, sometimes being closer to the ball helps. You know, I think when I played linebacker, you know, when a linebacker's in a gap, a safety is going to roll down. It's a single high safety. You know, when a linebacker's bossing over to three receivers, it's probably somebody blitzing. You know, when they line up in a two-eye all game and all of a sudden they stem down to a shade, that there's a good chance that there's a pressure coming over there. You know, when they're a gap player and all of a sudden they stem out to a two-eye, there's a pressure coming from the opposite side. Like, all of these things, you build up a wealth of knowledge and experience base.
Reps lead to familiarity, which lead to that, like, rote, I know this. This just happened, boom, this is the call. Yeah. And that's what Cam needs to develop.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, we're all eyes tomorrow night. This is going to be fascinating to watch. Jason Kelce with us in studio will be every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.